Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for joining this meeting on such short notice. What a great group we have that virtually everybody was able to join us. And I've heard from two of the commissioners who weren't able to join today, Dr. Kerry Reynolds and Rabbi Rick Steinberg. So,
when I see you tomorrow,
Anyway, so as you probably have heard, the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday passed a resolution denouncing all hate crimes, but in addition,
All right, I'll see you at 9:30 then. Thank you.
Important.
Thank you.
Maybe we could get folks to mute their lines.
Yeah.
Thanks. Importantly for our purposes, one of the provisions of the resolution that the board adopted, although it is in a whereas clause rather than in a therefore be it resolved clause, says that it says, whereas the Orange County Board of Supervisors further directs the Orange County Human Relations Commission, that would be us, to publish data summaries of reported hate crimes and incidents on its website on a monthly basis, and with stakeholder input from all of the aforementioned communities, submit written recommendations for addressing all race-based hate crimes and incidents in Orange County to our board within 60 days. And while the specifics of that paragraph I think need to be fleshed out, what I'd like to do starting out is put together an ad hoc committee to work on this task of addressing race-based hate crimes and incidents in Orange County. And consulting with the Board of Supervisors on this task. I know that Commissioner Wang was at the board meeting where this resolution was adopted, and I would ask her if she has any input on what the board's thoughts might be or what might have been expressed at the meeting. And I don't mean to put you on the spot. If you don't want to talk, you don't have to. But go right ahead if you'd like.
Thanks, Michael. Actually, I would love to share. So that actually day was very eventful for many of us who actually had direct influence, and actually we know somebody who actually helped write the resolutions, particularly for Supervisor Bartlett, because of, you know, the events that have been occurring for the past year, and then most recently because of Atlanta, a lot of us felt that we had a lot at stake, actually, regarding this matter. And so we had, I think, well, how many did we have? We had, like, at least half a dozen of the executive directors of various organizations, including myself from the Asian American Senior Center, and then we had other groups from the Cambodian family to MEFA to the Vietnamese American Cancer Foundation, Southland, as well as KCS, and we were representing actually a larger collective. And one of the other collective members that came was the group from the Asian American in Action. And actually, I can see from one of our participants, the president of the Asian American in Action is actually in this call right now. And I know the other executive directors, I think they plan to come. Some probably will be coming more towards 5 o'clock, and because they really want to give the input in the fact that within Orange County, a lot of our organizations and a lot of the community that we serve have direct implications of what happened regarding COVID-19. We've been scapegoated, and, you know, like, they're using that as an excuse to attack the most vulnerable in our community. And so, while, you know, Michael, I think you recognize that perhaps this meeting today was put together really quick, and I understand in response to the passing of the resolution. But for us, we definitely want to see action taken because of the resolution. And, you know, from Supervisor Doe's and Bartlett's, well, depending on who's reading it, you know, many of us do think that it is complimentary. you know, of this work, and we want to see, I guess, steps taken from our Human Relations Commission to really provide real change and lasting change. And so I think that if, when we have a chance, I'd like to hear from the public.
You're muted.
You're on mute.
Yes. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Much appreciated for that insight, and thank you for attending that board meeting as well. I don't know, do we have any comments from the public at this point?
Before we get to that, can we take roll? Okay, when I call out your name, please let me know if you're here. Commissioner Amy Buck?
Here.
Tanya Dobie? I see you. You're muted.
Yeah, I see Tanya.
Yeah, I see her, but she's muted. Fareed Farooqi?
Here.
Mike Hamill? Janie Lee?
Here.
Joanne Matsuba? No. Where'd she go? Oh, you're muted.
Here. Sorry.
Addie Nimithy?
Here.
Carrie Reynolds? Mike Reynolds?
Here.
Rick Steinberg? And Jennifer Wang?
Here.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Now, if members of the public, if you wish to speak, if you could hit *9 on your phone or hit the hand raise icon on the Zoom app. We have 1, 2, 3. Okay. And I will keep time. All right, so the first speaker is Natalie Moser, so I will unmute you. Okay, go ahead. Natalie Moser, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Sorry, I was getting my audio
together.
Okay. Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Natalie Moser. I am the former chair of the Huntington Beach Human Relations Task Force and a present-day city council member in Huntington Beach. However, my words today, of course, represent myself and not my official capacity. I thank you and the Board of Supervisors for bringing this item forward and for allowing the public to weigh in on this as well. I'm just asking you today, in short, to please be sure to consider the communities who are actually experiencing hate on a daily basis. Many of these individuals and communities might feel intimidated, scared, or feel that their voices are suppressed and unheard. I believe that their ideas, experiences, and their proposed solutions must be centered in this discussion. And we all just need to listen and work with them to directly implement what they feel is needed. I hope that you can aid in the work of healing our Orange County communities and make people feel safe through your transparent efforts with a goal and a lens of equity and inclusion in mind. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments?
Yes, there are. Hold on 1 second. Okay, the next one I have is Susan Liu. Okay, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for calling this meeting. I really appreciate everyone sort of the last minute jumping in. I'm the president of Asian Americans in Action, which is a unique position in the Orange County AAPI community because we are one of the only 501c4 advocacy groups. We don't do the work on the ground necessarily serving the most vulnerable populations, but we would like to be able to speak for them when these organizations sometimes don't feel that they have a voice to speak their truth to power because they receive county funding and things like that. So I'm just here to, in the absence of some of the EDs from the 501c3s, hoping to make sure that the task force that you put together listens to the voices of those who serve the most vulnerable on a daily basis, and the nice thing is that Jennifer Wang is on this commission, and she's one of those people who's literally running vaccine clinics every day in parking lots and literally interfacing with the seniors, the very seniors that are being attacked in the streets. Please listen to Jennifer. Please listen to the other EDs of the community-based organizations. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ms. Wu, and also thank you, Ms. Moser. I get to say thank you to Ms. Moser before you called on Ms. Wu. Anybody else from the public?
Yeah, we have two more. Next is Felicity Figueroa. Go ahead, Felicity.
Thank you. Just unmuted. So I also want to echo the prior comments and say thank you for calling this meeting. It's kind of hard to make a comment before the meeting happens to see if anything is actually, anything substantial is going to be decided on and instituted in the through the Board of Supervisors and through the county. Because here in the OC, we're still seeing that if you look at jail populations, BIPOC, and including the Asian community, have much larger rates of incarceration than they are the percentage of the population. If we compare bail amounts, people of color, other marginalized groups, are the ones who have the highest bail. And I'm glad, as I say, that this meeting has been called to order, but I'm just hoping that something will come out of it other than, you know, kind of thoughts and prayers and empty rhetoric and some actual actions that will help the members of our community, and that's all the members of our community. So thank you very much, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Figueroa.
All right. Actually, now we have two more again. Michael Brown is the next one. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. Pleasure to meet you. My name is Michael Brown, and I am an associate director for field operations for the Department of Homeland Security's Office for Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention. And I just wanted to express personal thanks for the commission's leadership. Pleased to say, as a newer resident to Orange County, I'm a new here with my family, which is great. I'm very, very pleased to see the help for and support. As a recent attendee to meetings of OCHR's Behind Prevention Network meeting, which is by Norma Lupin and Liz Sanchez there, I'm pleased to say that because of the leadership taken here in Orange County, these efforts that precipitated the Department of Homeland Security to issue a public civil rights and civil liberties officer statement translated into 12 languages on February 27th, which condemned recent attacks against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the United States. And I look forward to getting to know you as a local community member and stand available to support the development of local prevention frameworks, which essentially build the capacity of communities to support intervention work, to provide help and resources on their own. So I stand available to support you in this that we haven't identified yet, but we look forward to collaboration as the opportunity presents itself. Thank you for your time, and thank you to Norma and Joyce and Don for your kind invitation and welcoming.
Thank you
very much, Mr. Brown. It's a pleasure to have you join our meeting.
Okay. We have one more. Pat Davis. Go ahead, Ms. Davis.
Oh, great. That worked. I haven't joined you on Zoom for feature before. It's usually the telephone. How fun to see you all there in your lovely backgrounds. Again, I'm thrilled that this came to the forefront so very quickly. I did listen in on the Board of Supervisors discussion. The commenters were powerful. They did remind us how much has happened in this last year, and the sadness that comes with this last week only magnifies where we've already been. and the kinds and ways in which different communities are targeted. So I don't know what all you're considering with an ad hoc group or what that charge looks like, but I do hope that, one, you're not given the task without the resources, and that the OCHR isn't tasked with more work without resources. Apparently there was an approval of some funds Tuesday. I was skipping back and forth with another meeting, but human relations does a lot of work, and you, the commission, support them in the best way that you can. But I am hoping that the Board of Supervisors will put some dollars into the work and the healing that's got to go on. And again, we find ourselves in a very painful place, and not a community that can come together to help solve it. So whatever you might do, and I'll certainly listen with curiosity what that might look like. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Davis. You do raise a point that I think bears repeating, that oftentimes, we're asked to look into problems, and now we're being asked to provide suggestions on how to solve problems, and I hope that the resources will be available or made available to us to implement the solutions that the board might find acceptable. It's nice to know that there will be members of the public, such as the folks on the call here tonight, who will support us in that, and maybe prod the hands that hold the purse strings to open a bit for us in these efforts. So with that in mind,
there is one more. We did get one additional hand raise while Ms. Davis was talking, so I will unmute her. Katie Tran. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Katie Tran, and I'm from Hope Community Service. We serve the Vietnamese, the American in Orange County, as well as other neighboring community. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I would just like to make two points. Is that the first point is that whichever action taken as the result of the resolution, please let it be inclusive of the language and the culture capacity. And we're also hoping for more representation of Asian American and people of color in the leadership, because I think it's just a way for people to feel more comfortable to come forward, especially a very sensitive matter. And an example of reporting hate crimes, when they see that it's in the language that is more friendly to them, they would more likely to report instead of being shy away because of their language barrier. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tran. I think that's an excellent suggestion.
And that is all.
Okay. I guess the next item on our list is to select the ad hoc committee. I believe we can have up to 5 members on this committee. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
I would like to... now, is that 5 people in addition to myself, or 5 people including
total.
Myself?
Total.
I'm sorry?
Total. That includes you as well.
Okay. Well, I would like to serve on this committee, and I am going to specifically ask if Jennifer could serve with me on this committee. Thank you. I did speak with Rick. I did speak with Carrie. They're both willing to serve. I know that Carrie has close connections with some important leaders in the Asian American community in Orange County, including our 2 new elected congresswomen, Michelle Steele and Young Kim, as well as with one of our supervisors, actually 3 of our supervisors, Supervisor Wagner, Supervisor Doe, and Supervisor Bartlett. So I think she could be a big help on this on this ad hoc in terms of being able to leverage those connections for positive action for the community at large. But I would certainly ask for any input that anybody here on the line has as to who they would like to nominate to serve on this committee.
Michael, thank you for actually opening that up, because this is Jennifer. I actually would like to actually nominate a couple of different people from our commission, because the result of the resolution really is about engaging the community organizations, engaging the people who are actually serving the people who are most vulnerable. And in case of that, actually looking at the list, and I was actually thinking about this for quite some time, I would love to invite, for example, Fareed to consider. I'd love to invite Amy to consider, and then even perhaps Joanne to consider this, because I think that representation of these communities that they come from and the communities that they have such a deep connection with would be really critical. Because I think that for like official capacity, we can always turn to the supervisors, because it comes from their office, right? And all the other offices that I think you mentioned earlier, we also have those connections, most definitely. But in terms of the ad hoc, representation, and in terms of the work that needs to be done with the next couple of months, I think that the people that I named, I know think that I have a lot of faith in their capacity and dedication to, I think, the really difficult job that we have at hand. So, I would open it up to them for their consideration. But I didn't talk to them. I just thought about them.
Okay, well, we certainly don't want to put you folks on the spot, but we'd love to hear from you. If you're available and willing, I know everybody's got busy schedules, but your community also needs you. Fareed, what do you say?
Well, thank you very much, Commissioners. First of all, good afternoon, and to our speakers who came and shared their thoughts. Jennifer, I appreciate your sentiments, and the need of the hour is very different. Definitely the inclusion, diversity that Lady Katie Fan also mentioned about, and others. I'm happy to serve, but I would also want to be respectful of our other commissioners. You're more capable and with the connections, but I'll be happy to serve.
Okay. Thanks. How about Amy? Well, I've got Joanne next on my screen, so I'll ask you, Joanne. What do you think?
I would be willing to serve as well. I have a little different, connection to all that's going on, because my children are half Japanese. Well, children, my daughters are half Japanese. My husband's Japanese, so I have feel very strongly about all that's been taking place recently. And as far as me being Black, I just feel there's so much for us to do. So I would openly, willingly take on the position if needed.
Much needed.
Thanks, Joanne. How about you, Amy?
Help me in.
That's great. We've got such a great commission here. Everybody's always willing to join in and help. Thank you all so much. Okay, so why don't we go with myself and Jennifer, Fareed, Joanne, and Amy. Certainly appreciate the willingness of Rick and Terry to help out. But since we've got plenty of volunteers here already, let's go with this as our ad hoc. So as for our next step on this, what I'd like to do is schedule a meeting with someone from the board, whether it's Commissioner Bartlett or Commissioner Doe, to flesh out exactly what they are looking for in terms of addressing your recommendations for addressing things. I want to get a better sense of what they're looking for in terms of the scope of the solutions that they would like to see proposals for.
Chair Reynolds, I'll take the lead on that, and I'll work to schedule something that works for everybody, so we can sit down and get the initial meeting, and then we can move on with the stakeholder meetings once we have a little more information.
Okay, great. And then I would also like to I'd like to have as many of our ad hoc members attend that meeting as possible, but I think it's important in the timelines here that, you know, if we're able to only schedule it with two or three of the ad hoc members, that we just go right ahead and do it with two or three, because I think time is of the essence here. Does everybody agree with that?
Yes, that should be fine.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. Any further comments or questions before we adjourn?
Norma has something to say. She has her hand raised.
Oh, I couldn't see it.
Thanks, Jamie. There is a suggestion that I'd like to make, but, you know, to the commission chair and the ad hoc. Because of the timeline, I'm wondering if it'd be beneficial to look and set the date for the stakeholder meetings, or at least get a sense of when we should start. Because I think that, I'm sure Renee will help us with this, but there is a process of creating the flyer, getting approval, and then being able to advertise and market. It's going to take some time, and our window is so short. I'm wondering if we would be able to just say, okay, if we want to start the stakeholder meetings on such and such dates, so that way we can work and work backwards. Just a thought.
I don't think there's any reason why we should hold up on the stakeholder meetings while we're waiting to hear from the supervisors. It's just that I guess we need to be careful about what sorts of while we're getting input from the stakeholders, I think maybe until we hear from the supervisors, we want to be careful that we're not making any commitments to stakeholder groups. We want to just be in a position of listening at this point until we hear from the supervisors as to what the supervisors expect that we should be doing from here on out. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. For me, it was just thinking about the time frame and the fact that there's a variety of different communities that I would imagine the ad hoc would like to engage with, and that could look very different because it could be that each supervisor wants to hold a stakeholder meeting in their own district. That means that's five districts we would have to plan out. So I'm trying to think about ahead, right, to see if there's a way to at least identify some dates so it gets to the through the approval process. Meanwhile, the ad hoc meets with the Board of Supervisors to get plan out the events as it comes. You're on mute, Renee.
Thank you. Why don't we schedule an ad hoc meeting for next week so that we can talk through these details and come up with a schedule. We know when the due date is. We can back into that due date. And all while I'll be trying parallel to schedule that meeting with Supervisor or Chairman Bill. So
okay.
We're not
that was,
losing
that was
any
my
traction.
Suggestion.
Okay. That, so we're not losing any.
So, Renee, do you want to just send an email around asking for schedules, and then we'll schedule something for next week among the five of them?
Absolutely. It'll be the five of you, Norma, Jenna, and myself.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Great.
Okay. Chairman, I just wanted to share something. I sent an article to Norma, and she might probably forward it to the rest of the commission. Perhaps most of you may have already read that. It's in the LA Times today of a Japanese-American issue that happened back in the 80s or 70s. Ron Wakabashi, he was a commissioner on the LA Human Relations Commission back in the 80s or whenever that incident took place, 1991 or thereabouts, I think. And there was a certain incident, and you know, a thing that happened of Japanese-American people and the anti-Asian the issues and all that. The commission at that time had put a whole report, and from the reading that I had today, that report just sat and nothing got done. They came up with 26 different solutions or recommendations that should be adopted. They only picked one or two, and the rest of it just stayed on the side. It goes to the point of what the earlier guest had shared. One is resources, the other the ability to implement. We can give all the recommendations and do all of this, but we also want to make sure, to the concern of all of us on this commission and those that are outside expecting us to do more, that when the commission does come out with something, that it gets implemented. Because we know how bureaucracy and things work. They just sit sometimes and nothing gets done. We just get a good feeling that we did something. So it shouldn't be a wasted effort. The need of the hour is different. We are in a different time frame. Younger people are more active. They know what they want. They know who they are. So they are not going to sit quite on the sidelines.
And you know what? Actually, I think that's a good segue because I don't know about you guys. I'm sure everybody's really busy with their scheduling. And since we're all here and all the members of Ad Hoc actually are present, can we actually select a date for next week just so we can just like today, we came together really quickly. I'd actually really want to get together really quickly for next week because we're moving so fast, right?
Jennifer,
and I just
would you mind if we send out maybe like a Survey Monkey just after this meeting? We'll make sure it gets done today. There's my director, department head Dylan Wright, would probably be attending as well, and so I want to make sure it's clear with his schedule before we book something. But we'll get the Survey Monkey out tonight too.
Okay, great. Because I'm always afraid, you know, Renee, always remember, we don't want to violate any sort of Brown Act, so I'm just like, here,
right?
So we just get it done,
right? Yeah, and we the ad hoc doesn't require this. Brown Act rules don't roll over to the ad hoc, so we should be okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd like to have that done by very soon.
we'll get it out tonight. I promise.
Okay, thank you.
And Commissioner Reynolds, if I can just say, if Commissioner Carrie Reynolds has any issues with joining, I'm happy to substitute if I can be of any help.
Oh, well, thank you. It's just we're limited to five, and Commissioner Reynolds, she's not here, so she won't be on the ad hoc, but I'm sure that she would be more than happy to use her contacts with our elected officials in the Asian American community to assist this important work. I mean, we're all on the same team here, whether we're part of the ad hoc or not. So thanks, everyone, for that. And, Fareed, thank you for your comments. It reminds me about what we just heard from Ms. Davis just a few minutes ago. This is an issue, right? We can come up with all of the suggestions and proposals, and we can study issues, but we don't independently have resources. Board of Supervisors is going to have to make tough decisions, especially in this era of declining tax revenues and COVID-19, declining revenues, and they're going to have to make some hard choices, I'm sure, about funding priorities, and, we'll find out, what they want to do, I think this has been a great meeting. I am really encouraged by the fact that so many people were able to jump on this in such short notice. Thank you all very much. It's a really, really fantastic group of folks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. We'll be in touch shortly.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for holding.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.